And girls, 2:08 in the afternoon. Welcome to the afternoon. Nope, it is in the afternoon. Welcome to the giddy up. Hey, do we need to hear that again? Look at that.
I mean, I love the song, but
it is a great song, but I just screwed up.
Let it run.
What happened, Chris? I thought you fixed that. Anyways, welcome to the giddy up, boys and girls. It is the 7th day of October. We're getting close to Halloween, of course. And I am DJ Pauly B, reporting for duty, and sitting across from me, of course, is my partner in crime, the funny man, Chris Ridgway, and, of course, Ethan and
Bob.
He spells it backwards, though. I'm dyslexic, it confuses me sometimes.
I do that intentionally.
Well, that's great. you want to confuse everybody. Anyways, it is a beautiful day here at the Medford Tufts campus, I guess. And Bob is going to go first because we are in training right now because he needs to dash along to his economics class very soon. It's 66 degrees. Anyways, how you guys doing? How was your week?
Teaching it?
Speak up, you know.
Yeah, are you teaching it?
The
economics class?
Somebody doesn't have a mic on. I don't know.
Who does it?
What do you guys think of the midterm?
Chris, you're four.
Okay.
Christopher.
I'm on.
You are on.
Wonderful. This is your lucky day, America.
Here we go.
Get to hear me.
Now I can hear everybody.
All right. Everybody, how are you doing, Ethan?
I'm all right.
All right. We're short one, though. I guess so, no, which is kind of good. I guess nobody is going to be reading us our Miranda rights today. Oh, but yeah, I should have done the rim shot. Anyways, so for the first hour or so, we are going to just be training a little bit. But hang in there. Trust me, it's going to be great music, as always. And we'll get these guys trained up, and then hopefully they'll have their own show soon. And they can giddy up, too. Chris, you have anything to say, sir?
I always do.
Oh, well, lay it on us.
That's all I have to say. That I always do have something to say.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah, it's being very meta today.
All right, kids, play another song, and then we're going to come back with Bob and see what he has to say. All right? What are we doing, Chris?
We're listening to the Giddy Up on 91.5 WMFO Medford, Boston.
Beautiful. All right, we'll be right back, kids.
This is a call to all my.
WMFO Medford. I'm Bob Angel. I'm one of the trainees screwing up royally. I got signed in okay, but now we have the Foo Fighters coming back at me again. So we're going to take that right out. This is a call is what we heard that time around. We do need to hear a PSA right now, so I'm going to be doing that if I can get it to come up. And I've lost it already.
Rivendell on.
I'm lost. And I've lost Rivendell anyway. This is why we get trained, folks. Spinatron, where's Rivendell?
Okay. See where the star is? Star.
Star. Oh, that?
No.
Star. Okay, there we go. Clear? All right.
Hit that.
Nothing's working here, folks. Bear with me. Oh, here we go. Now I see it. We'll be right back.
Attention, attention, hot off the wire. Scientists report that the Earth's supply of radio waves is dangerously close to exhaustion. Physicist Air Dr. Ben Yu has the story.
I can see chart. See radio waves. See it depleted.
All is not lost. Save the radio waves and donate to WMFO today. Donate with a credit card online at support.wmfo.org. Donate by check made out to trustees of Tufts College and mailed to WMFO. Attention, donation. P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts 02155. Visit our website at WMFO.org for more info.
All right, it's 2:17. I'm Bob Angel, WMFO Medford, and this is Green Day.
Do you have the time to listen to me whine about nothing and everything all at once? I am one of those melodramatic fools, neurotic to the bone, no doubt about it. Sometimes I give myself the creeps. Sometimes my mind plays tricks on me. It all keeps adding up. I think I'm cracking up. Am I just paranoid? Am I just dumb? I went to a shrink. Joke with my wife and puss and bring it her down. you have the time to listen to me whine?
Now you're live.
Hello. This is MC Mandels, and we're on Giddy Up. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Okay.
Coming up, we have...
What time is it? Give
me the oh, it's 2:26 p.m. It's nice and warm today, the 7th day of October. We've got some Pink Floyd coming up. Run Like Hell, Pink Floyd.
You off.
Yeah. Pop quiz. Which is more dangerous, alcohol or marijuana? Study after study, the science shows that alcohol causes much more harm to the user and to society than marijuana. So why do colleges punish students more harshly for getting caught with cannabis? Join Students for Sensible Drug Policy and give your college administrators a simple pharmacology 101 lesson. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out if there's a chapter at your school or how to start one.
Hello. This is MC Mandels. We're on The Giddy Up. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. And we've got Led Zeppelin, All of My Love, coming up.
Thank you. And yes, that is the mighty Led Zeppelin with what is known as the Olive Oil Song, also known as Olive, My Love. Get it? Maybe spinning music, but I am still the funny man. So coming up right now, we have a little bit of the Rolling Stones with one of my favorites. It's called I Don't Know What I Just Did. That's a joke, once again. No, what we're going to do is we're going to continue on with some...
Nothing like great planning ahead.
Yeah, this is why I am the funny man. We're going to play some more Zeppelin here for you today, folks, because we love Zeppelin here. And...
You got to turn Rivendell on. It's off.
Oh, okay.
On the board.
On the board.
All the way over.
Yep, yep.
Channel 5.
Yep.
Arm to the user and to society and marijuana. So why do
that wasn't the issue. I needed to get the song up there.
With cannabis.
When I hit the song, I'm going to go up there.
Drug policy and give what we're going to do is... a simple pharmacology 101 lesson. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com.
That's right. Once again, we're doing another PSA.
Or how to start.
All right. So once again, we're going to go back to the Rolling Stones with... one of my favorite numbers from one of their great albums, because they are all great. So what we're going to do is turn down the rocks and our rolls. And...
Okay. No, you do add first.
You have to add.
All right.
Click add now.
There. Now Rolling Stones.
Okay. Rolling Stones, we're going to play Paint It Black. And
number one.
Here we go.
Start.
And we hit start.
There you go.
WMFO, Medford, Boston.
This thing happening to you. If I look hard enough into the setting sun, my love will laugh with me before the morning comes. I see a red door and I want it painted black. No colors anymore, I want them to turn black. I see the girls go by dressed in their summer clothes.
Nail.
All right, that is Tom Petty with American Girl, but we won't be playing Hometown Blues next. All right, so next what we're going to do is go back to our Rivendell, and we're going to play ourselves a little PSA here for so you kids know what's going on.
Indoor baseball. Yeah, just find a broom or a pool cue, and you can use like anything as ball, cans, bottles, shoes.
Hey, bro, and the ad
toss me that avocado.
Most party fouls are pretty dumb, but if you decide to drink and drive underage, you could lose your license and your freedom. Underage drinking and driving, the ultimate party foul. Learn more at ultimatepartyfoul.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
All right, everybody. White Stripes coming at you right now on WMFO Medford, Boston. It's the Icky Thump.
Need a bed in Espanol. Said, give me a drink of water, I'm gonna sing around the color.
Little icky thump. Wow, that's loud. Thank you, Christopher.
Oh,
that
was, you know.
The White Stripes, Little Icky Thump. And
we got more of White Stripes.
That was a mistake. Well, thank you very much, sir.
Yeah.
For that. I want to thank both and all of you guys for, you know, for joining in. And hopefully you learned something. If not nothing, but I don't know how to be a boob on the radio from me. Anyway, 2:52 in the afternoon. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO on the beautiful campus of Tufts in Medford, Boston. It is 66 degrees.
Oh,
I just
yeah.
took that off the top of my head.
I think it's 72.
But
hey,
you know what it feels like?
Feels like fall?
It feels like 77.
Hey, I got a question for you. Did you see the new...
67.
Did you see the new Tufts University, how they're trying to get students here?
I don't know. Luring them in with candy?
No.
Like you tried?
That's called my van. It says Tufts University, clown-free since 1620.
Ooh. Clown-free?
Yes. Clown-free. Uh-huh. No clowns on this campus.
Just elephants.
Yeah, just elephants.
That's right.
Yeah. Sometimes they don't have a parade out front, but...
Anyways, like I said, 2:52 in the afternoon, and you know, we're doing some training, so hopefully you guys are hanging in there and enjoying the clowning going on, the banter.
Yeah.
But you know, these guys are going to be fine. Hopefully, you'll be listening to one of their shows very soon.
And now you know why there's a DJ Pauly B and a funny man Chris Ridgway. When you cross the streams, it's like Ghostbusters. The world almost ended.
The world did almost end. So how do you guys feel?
I feel good. I feel good.
All right.
Pretty
James
good.
Brown feels good. He feels pretty good. So I don't know what that means.
So what are you going to do with your post-DJ grad experience?
I don't know. Put it on my resume. We'll see. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, don't mention my name.
Are you old enough to have a resume yet?
I don't know.
And what is your radio name?
MC Mandels.
MC Mandels?
Mandels or Mandels?
Mandels. My last name is Mandelbaum.
Mandelbaum. Oh, okay. From Seinfeld.
What's wrong with What's wrong with Mandelbaum?
Mandelbaum. Nothing.
Are you part of the Magic Crepe?
So
Magic
are you an
fan?
MC?
Yeah.
Ethan? Are you
apparently.
An MC?
Are you a sucker MCs?
Sucker MCs. Well, what kind of music are you going to play?
I play all kinds of music. I like classic rock a lot. I do.
All right.
I like what we call bangers. It's like party music.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I used to do that in the early 80s. I'd go to those parties, the banger parties.
Yeah. No, you were the banger. Literally, figuratively, and daughterly, if you know what I'm saying.
Well,
no one's daughter was safe when Pauly B was in
the house.
The
bangies were very happy. Hey, Bob, what do you...
It's rock and roll for me, you know, all the way. You saw what I was looking up for Joe Walsh. When you start with Joe Walsh, what do you think of him?
Yeah, well, it's hard to find the door when you can't
eat. The smoker you drink, the player you get.
There you go. That makes sense.
Does to me.
Well, yes, to everybody that listens to rock and roll.
I throw in an occasional Mozart, you know, but, you know.
Mozart?
Yeah,
Mozart O'Reilly.
Queen of the Night is a nice little jingle.
Mozart was a big drug addict, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Back in the day,
he's
a
partier, that's for
sure.
He invented drugs.
He did.
All right. Anyways, thank you guys so much. I hope, you know, I wish you the best, and hopefully don't get too overwhelmed about everything, like I always said. But I think you guys are going to be fine.
We were trained by a genius, clearly.
Oh, yeah. Well, now. Did somebody step in while I was away? All right, so 2:55, like I said, and we'll come back with the shout-outs. So
do you want to
do
them now?
It's absolutely up to you.
I think the people are sitting there waiting on the edge of their seats wanting to hear shout-outs.
All right, let's do some shout-outs then, sir.
All right.
Take it away.
Thank you, gentlemen. Okay, first, batting leadoff. Since we don't have any new likes today, which is really
Have you
sick.
Checked?
I can't check.
All right, we'll fix that later.
I can't check. I can't see my... Oh, never mind.
You can't fact check.
Yeah.
Facts check.
Batting leadoff, our favorite Jennifer Kendrazinski, lead 'em. Mon Kimmet, Malden Trans. The great Billy Roderick. Our special guest a couple of weeks ago, Michael Scott Stewart of the Brigands. Feel free to drop in anytime. Andy Ferry, Chrissy and Bill at the Chuck Wagon Diner, located in historic Wakefield, but on New Salem Street. Don't go on Old Salem.
No.
You won't find them.
No.
No hash there. If you ask for hash in Salem, you get something totally different than you would get on New Salem Street. Christina Atwell, Michael Bobo, Chase Carson, who you can listen to tonight from 10 to midnight on the Time Tunnel.
Amen's. Amen's, yeah.
I think we're going to have to be special guests of his shortly.
Maybe.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe just surprise him tonight.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember the last time we surprised somebody?
Yeah, we were in clown outfits. That was a pretty, yeah.
It's a pretty sad choice. Why is that chef for these things? Michelle Langley Kaplis, Tracy McKenzie, Debbie Home Depot, Old School Steve, Leah Hall, a good friend, David Struffolino, all the way out in Lawrence, Massachusetts.
Struffolificus.
God knows what he's doing today. Just keep it legal and in your hands above your waist, David. Eddie Riley, Matt Fisher, Denny Martinetti, and Steph Cardone on the lounge Thursdays from 8 to 10.
They'll be back next week. They were on hiatus last night.
Oh, really?
Yes, they had a clown scare.
Yeah, the studio was in lockdown. There was a clown hanging out. Then they figured out they were outside of McDonald's. And, well.
Yeah, we'll touch on that a little later. Mm-hmm. The clown effect.
Number one going on. Fan of the Giddy Up, Captain Wayno Friedman.
Wayno,
did he check in yet today?
Not yet.
Oh, geez, we're a little afraid.
He must be on one of those long Boston coach runs.
Yeah, took the old ladies to Fox Lewis.
Oh, he did. I'm sorry.
Do we have a location for him today?
Dartmouth. Why do I say Dartmouth?
Dartmouth. Dartmouth. Hey, there's a place called the King's Squire down there.
Is there?
We're a strip joint.
Yeah, we know what that is.
Not sure how I would know that, but it is.
He says he has a group of people going to the airport, and he's going to put us on.
Oh.
That was a while ago, so. Yeah.
They're probably not going to tip him today.
That's all right.
Mark Marchese, Seth Black, Danny Rosen, Charlie Driver, and his cousin Carl, the bus driver.
Yes.
Joe Breezy Hyde, we're going to be hearing from.
DeBreeze, yes, he'll be calling in the 3 o'clock hour, which is coming up on us
shortly.
Really, really fast.
Lisa Neville Ambler, Caitlin Hussey, Karen Whitman, no relation to Walt, Sandra and Doreen at Sandra Network in Peabody. What do you do there, Sandra and Doreen, at Sandra Network? Like, I have Chris Network, there's Pauly B Network.
Mm-hmm.
It can be our own network.
You're
listening to the Giddy Up Network. We're syndicated now. Look at that. Just say you're a network, you're a network. Phil Fleming. I just like saying Fleming.
I used to have a network when I was young. It was two paper cups and a string.
That's how we met.
That's right. There was a network.
Trying to skip the magic room.
Yep.
I love your reaction to that all the time. Katie Lyon started. Dorothy Obrit, C. Hebert, Bob, Samantha, and Robert Wynn. Breaking text, Mary Kinnavan, Jim and the kids on the yellow 93 bus. Marcin Kintrazinski, Lisa Marie Kilpatrick, Steph in the ATL, the mustache of Medford Frank.
Yeah.
Yeah, Bergamo.
That's right.
There's a little Michael Buffer over there. Denise Fioretti, you know the last name, Memolette.
That's right.
Because we've sullied her last name, the poor girl.
You know what I'm going to do next week?